Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Senator Chuck Grassley.
Where does the Iowa Farm Bill stand?
We started debate on it last Monday, and we were on it all last week. This week, Senate's not in session. Next week, on Monday, we start on it again, and I predict that we will get it done by the end of the week.
New Hartford has been hit by some of the flooding. Have you been hearing from home at all about the flooding?
You know what? I'm at home now because Congress isn't in recess, and I'm having town meetings in northwest Iowa starting tomorrow. And I've been very close to it. I live on a farm, and some of our farmland is flooded. But the Beaver Creek that runs through New Hartford that causes the flooding crested about 12 hours ago and is about 6 inches lower now. Thank God a few years ago the city fathers put a berm around town, which is not a Corps of Engineer project. It's a local project, so it might not meet the standards that the Corps would have. It didn't keep all the water out of town, but it did keep people so that they didn't have to move out of town. But because of the flooding a few years ago, people aren't going to take any chances. So they're doing a lot of things like sandbagging and moving expensive furniture or cars, et cetera, to higher ground to be prepared, not taking any chances. But as far as I know, no resident had to move as of last night. And as long as we don't continue to have rain, which we could have over the next 3 days, it looks to me like maybe New Hartford has the worst behind them. But, you know, another couple inches would make a big difference. Or another thing that sometimes happens, but I don't think it'll happen this time, all of the north-south roads in the 10 miles between New Hartford and Parkersburg to the west kind of serve as a dam till the water goes under the bridges, and sometimes one of those roadways may breach, and that would cause a flooding of New Hartford even if you didn't get more rain. But looks to me like we might, at least for the time being, might be behind that.
Do you foresee any serious fallout from the sequester?
Yes, serious fallout, because defense is only 20% of the budget, but 50% of the sequester comes from defense. We're going to have a hollow military if we don't adjust less savings from defense than what sequester calls for. And I think we'll have a chance to do that between now and October the 1st, the new fiscal year starts. Other than that, I don't see any problems with sequester. In fact, I see it as an absolute necessity, because we lost our credit rating because Congress wasn't taking seriously getting the deficit under control, and we don't want our credit rating to go down anymore. And if we were to abandon sequester, I think we would have that bad result.
McCain recently took a trip to Syria. Do you think we should be intervening on behalf of the rebels?
With supplies and armaments and humanitarian aid, yes. Troops on the ground, no.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or talk about today?
Go into a little bit more on the farm bill. I have some provisions that would get us away from the problems of the 10% of the biggest farmers getting 70% of the benefits of the farm program by putting a hard cap on the amount of money that one farmer can get, and then redefining what it is to be a farmer so that we don't have non-farmers benefiting from the farm program. And that's very important to keep farm program targeted towards medium-sized, small-sized farmers, because that's the purpose of a farm program, to help people over disasters that maybe they can't control, whether they're political, international, or natural, and to make sure that the public relations of the farm program isn't hurt by the bad publicity that large farmers getting subsidized to get bigger and creating difficulty for young farmers to get started farming as a major public relations problem for farmers because taxpayers are fed up with subsidizing people that don't need the subsidy. Thank you all very much.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.